Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting second, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dernier moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive towards short. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. One out. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Davis and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Santana reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Strawberry moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say strikes out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Owen catches it and throws to first to double up Martin. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. Sandberg scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Santana applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Brooks scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Warren Bruss-Starr now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Brooks scores. Strawberry moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Warren Bruss-Starr. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry who is chasing the ball. Johnstone reaches third base with a triple. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dernier is hit by the pitch. Wes Gardner now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnstone scores. One out. It's 5-4, Mets. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Moreland moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland moves to third. 2 outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap pinch hits for Wes Gardner. Lee Smith now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Jerry Martin. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. 2 outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mukey Wilson now playing center field. Darryl Strawberry now playing right field. Brent Gaff now pitching. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaff covering, for the out. 1 out. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Stoddard now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster strikes out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.